Next, Stephen describes the sequential nature of the seven habits and shows how the first three habits develop the necessary character strength to be more effective with others. He also shows how we can achieve mutually desired results by combining our talents, abilities, and best efforts with that of others.
I think it will help us to visualize the sequential and progressive nature of the seven habits. By seeing a simple little diagram in your mind's eye, we could call the maturity continuum. In fact, if you have an opportunity and you're not driving right now, take a few moments to locate this diagram in your little booklet, in your listener's guide, and refer to it as we discuss it. That'll help you get into the habits. Now, if you were to see a maturity continuum line from low maturity to high maturity, there would be three basic levels to it. The first level is dependence. The second, the middle level, is independence. And the third and the highest level is interdependence. Let me define these three terms very briefly. Dependence basically means that you need others to get what you want. Dependence is the attitude of you. You take care of me. You come through for me. Or you don't come through for me. Then I blame you for the results. It's very you-oriented. Independence basically means that you are pretty much free of external influence. That is, the control and the support of others. You can get what you want from your own efforts. Independence is the attitude of I. I can do it. I am responsible. I'm self-reliant. I can choose. The third and highest level in the maturity continuum is interdependence. You see, if people were interdependent, they would think in terms of we, because it's a basic approach of needing other people to accomplish with you what you desire, like a marriage, a family, an executive team, where they simply need to cooperate together in order to accomplish what I want, what you want, what we want together. Again, interdependence is the attitude of we. We can cooperate. We can be a team. We can combine our talents, our abilities, and our best efforts to achieve our highest success. Now, here is the basic insight. Think on this for a moment. Until you and I are independent, we cannot be interdependent. Now, let me say that again. Until you and I are independent, we cannot be interdependent. In other words, we can't do calculus before we understand algebra. We can't run before we learn to walk. We can neither learn to work cooperatively with another person if we don't have internal self-mastery, true independence. That's why the first three habits, be proactive, begin with the end in mind, and put first things first, deal with self-mastery, self-control, and self-dominion. They form the deepest part of our character. They constitute what I call the private victory. That is, the victory over self. These first three habits lead us from dependence to independence. Then once people have control over themselves, I don't mean an absolutely perfect control, but a high measure of independence, they are ready to deal with the next three habits, which we call think win-win. Seek first to understand, then to be understood, and synergize. And all of these help us in our relationships with others, enabling us to be successful with them. Thus, these habits, 4, 5, and 6, develop what I call the public victory, that is, effectiveness with others. The public victory is based on teamwork, on cooperation, on communication. In fact, on creative cooperation based on communication. Habits 4, 5, and 6 utilize our personality, and they are more skill-based. These public victory habits lead us from independence to interdependence. That is the attitude of we. We cooperate. We work together. We create together to accomplish common desired results. Then habit 7, sharpen the saw, is the habit of renewal, of regular balanced renewal in all the dimensions of our lives, which surrounds and encompasses all of the other habits and nurtures their continued development. Habit 7, sharpen the saw, is the habit of continuous improvement that creates an upward spiral of growth and development. And then we begin to discover the underlying 6 habits in entirely new ways, and we achieve entirely new levels of performance with each of those habits.